Hello and welcome to the Websurdan Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google is to punish sites with pop-up ads. Yandex is to use AI to block ads. And Kihoo 360 launches new initiatives. Beginning on the 10th of January next year, Google will punish sites that carry intrusive or hard-to-dismiss pop-up adverts by ranking them lower in the search results. Any interstitial adverts that cover up content or have to be closed by the user before they can access the content will feel the brunt of the changes most. However, Google was keen to stress that not all pages containing pop-ups will be affected as long as they do not impact the usability of the selected page, like those that are required for logins or accepting terms and conditions. Additionally, the company is also making a minor change that involves removing the mobile-friendly label from pages that are easier to read on a smartphone or tablet. Google has said that 85% of all pages it shows are now mobile-friendly, so by removing the label, it will simply clean up the results page. Yandex is to begin using artificial intelligence to filter out irritating adverts on Android browsers. Based on its own user reports, Yandex will create a filter for each user based on the ads they find irritating whilst using machine learning to refine that user's filter over time. Whilst ad blockers have caused issues for websites in the past, such as Facebook recently finding itself in a tech war with Adblock Plus, Yandex is framing the new technology as a more accurate and personalized system. Whilst it'll only be available on Android for the short-term future, Yandex plans to expand the system to other browsers. According to head of Yandex's advertising network, Dmitry Popov, the initiative will improve current advertising, getting rid of inefficient ads, providing the best possible customer engagement. New initiatives have been launched by Kihoo 360 in order to provide a better platform for overseas businesses targeting the Chinese market. The initiatives include advertising placement opportunities within Kihoo 360's mobile security program, which will soon be available in Hong Kong to target Chinese tourists in the small country. That more innovative products and more professional support in planning, amongst others, would be available in the future from Kihoo to assist foreign marketers in targeting China's huge online community. Dr. Michael Yang, Chief Business Officer, said that the aim was to help Hong Kong and overseas brands effectively and accurately connect with the right audience in the China market. The announcement of the new enterprise also included information regarding an upgrade to live streaming app Huaozhou. A recent report by TwinPine has shown how much time the average Nigerian smartphone user spends on a mobile device. Whilst the country only has a 30% smartphone penetration rate, those who do use them spend on average 193 minutes each day using the device. The report shows that desktop usage is decreasing rapidly amongst Nigeria's online population, with traffic on the device reaching 57% in 2011, but only 18% by 2015. This is due to the steady rise in mobile share, which rose from 42% to 79% over the same period. And finally, Facebook has released the 98 data points it collects on each user of its social media platform. Intended to educate users of the site on what information exactly is being collected about them, Facebook has launched a page containing a full list of information points that it collects in order to send advertisements to each person. However, the list has come to many as a bit of a shock, containing information such as home value and which car you drive. Unfortunately for users who are a little shocked by the reveal, there is very little that they can do to opt out of sending this information to Facebook. Sections of the data are collected directly from users' input, such as name, school, and relationship status, whereas others, like users who plan to buy a car and users in debt, are collected whilst Facebook watches which sites its users visit and for how long. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.